Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Nah, just kidding. I forget. Oh, there you go.
I'll be on the beach this time.
Change your latitude. Where's the Coronas? The most frustrating, before we get onto the lines, the most frustrating part is that we're not doing ourselves any favors. And I mean, strictly from we didn't take any time off that clock, left the defense out there, and you know they get tired when it gets down to like 70 plays. I think that's what they, 68 or 69 plays they ended up with. Mm-hmm. Still not letting them off the hook because you got to finish the game, right? They held them down for
the defense, yeah.
Yeah, for three and a half quarters.
Dude, that first play when they got the ball back, when Chicago got the ball, their first play was like 45 yards tack on for the penalty, right?
With the penalty.
30 yarder and then 15 yard penalty. Like right away, they were at midfield or beyond. It was nightmare scenario.
Yeah, but we were still fourth or fifth in scoring defense. And so I expected us to like get out of that without even, I didn't think we were going to give up a point because they're not going to kick a field goal. They're going to go for it. But whatever. It's, I wonder. I really wish Pete would have taken over play calling duties at the end of the game and just said, we're running it four fucking times and then we're going to kick the field. We're going to run three times and we're going to kick the field goal.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's tough.
Now I could put that one to bed. Let's talk about the Lions.
Yeah, well, I'm sure this one will keep coming up, though, especially if we are not able to take care of business against the Lions. But you're right. Let's do the theme song in.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on, get him up, get him up, get him up.
Hawks on three, one, two, three, four. Oh.
Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
He takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's Lofa.
My player.
Trouble plant. Thunder. All one ready. Play.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Hump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
35 40. Down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's going to go.
Yes.
Wow. 20. 10. They do it again. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Seahawks.
It's the Seahawks podcast on the Believe Football Network, brought to you by our friends at Simply Seattle. Local company, family owned up there, right there in Seattle. The original store is on First Avenue up by the market. But they're great guys, great company, everybody that works there, great designs, things that you can't find anywhere else. Go to shop.simplyseattle.com /believe. And then also you can use our promo code, which is
Believe10, BLEAV10.
Yeah, gets you 10% off of all of your purchases on Simply Seattle's website for anything that you want to grab over there. Right now, they're doing another charity style thing where there's a $5 Seattle Freeze t-shirt. Proceeds benefit area shelters, and especially with how cold and everything it is up there lately, what a worthy cause that is. Only $5 for the t-shirt. Super cool design. It's like a snow globe. Also appropriate right now. So go to Simply Seattle. Check it out, everybody. Lofa, it's the Lions and our old friend Jared Goff this weekend. Just like the Bears game, we should take care of it.
I'm scared shitless, man. Is that what you want to hear? Jared Goff scares me. I don't care that he went to Detroit. Sorry,
his
man.
His name is Jared. You're scared of a guy named Jared?
Oh, they went to Jared.
He went to Jared.
Oh, I should have saved that for our Lightbox. Don't go to Jared. Go to Lightbox. Go ahead. Start that one.
Oh, the Science of Sparkle. Lightbox, everybody.
Yeah, the sweet
promo code for you. More details later in the episode.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. So Jared Goff. I mean, guy breaks his thumb, finds a way to beat us.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I am scared of Jared Goff. I don't even know what his record is against us, but it's got to be awesome. And it's, he'll find a way to have like a 400-yard game in the snow if it snows this weekend.
My confidence meter is it must be broken, because I don't have any confidence in this team at all. I have no idea what team's going to show up, honestly. I mean, they could drop 45 on the Lions, or they could only score 6 points. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just kicked the shit out of Arizona. That should alarm us.
I hate playing in Detroit.
We're at home, aren't we?
Is it at home?
We got to be at home.
Scratch that. Producer Courtney's got my back on that one.
Edit that one out.
Wait, there's no way.
Yeah, we're at home. This is our final home game.
Oh, good. I don't want to go play in Detroit anyway.
2-12-1. Yeah. Yeah, let's not talk about playing in Detroit, my man.
Yeah,
all right.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Where Super Bowl 40 was.
That was my point.
Okay, just making sure you know. But yeah, so I don't know. Other than that, I really can't say much about them. I know the big free agent acquisition, Jamal Williams, was supposed to, but they seem to go the route of us. Like, let's get a great running back. Let's not hand him the ball. So. Yeah. They do have Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was killing it for me on fantasy until I got knocked out by a lot of injuries. Yeah, fight on.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Campbell, like, you know, he's a first year coach, and I mean, he just seems to be really aggressive. You know, he was a tight end back in the day. I think we played against him when he was with Dallas, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you know, he's got them fighting. You know, there's a couple games they had a rough one, like the Broncos, they got blown out. But I'm looking at everything else is like a one score game.
Yeah,
that and the Eagles. So I expect a gritty team to come in here and give us everything we can handle.
They're a pro football team. They play
much like what we saw last week.
They play professional football too. Right? I mean, come on. Any given Sunday, yeah. All of that stuff. We just saw it against the Bears. I mean, what do you want to talk on this episode? You want to talk worst case scenario or best case scenario? Because worst case scenario is you boot this one and
you know what really grinds my gears, bro?
I don't even know where we'd go.
That with every loss, we're just giving New York a higher draft pick.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's killing me. It's killing me. And every week that they lose, Jamal is tweeting like, I love this team still and all this. And it's like, I don't know. For some reason, those tweets are driving me nuts. I don't know if they're driving other people nuts out there, but they're really getting under my skin. Because it's like, buddy, you better just come back next year and do what you were supposed to do. Otherwise, I don't even know, man.
I hear you. But
it's going to be just.
As a guy that got injured a lot, I feel for him, though. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
We'll play good cop, bad cop there.
Well, but then you could speak to that. I mean, what's he got to be feeling then? Because he's got to be feeling
Yeah, he's feeling terrible. I mean, you know, I don't know if he, you know.
Well, but listens. What about the motivation for next year? That's what I'm saying. I hope he just comes back and is a world beater.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a beast out there. Yeah. I mean, 100 miles an hour, every play, you know, everything he's got. And so you like that from a competitor standpoint. But, yeah, there's some things that got to be shored up, you know, and from a technique standpoint, or I don't know if it's footwork, you know, in coverage, I think it's really because he's got all the athleticism. So it's really more of a training that has to go on with the eyes, like in terms of communication and what you're seeing. And I think, you know, a guy that doesn't get enough credit for communication and making plays is Quandre Diggs. And it's going to suck seeing someone sign him to a big free agent deal because we can't afford him next year. I mean, after him giving us like 4 or 5 amazing years and just showing up week in and week out making plays, kid's a stud.
Watch him pick off Jared Goff twice.
Yeah, right? This is old team. So, I would think he'd have something waiting for them.
I think the defense is going to score a touchdown this weekend. Somebody can write that down and we'll
see if
that happens. But it's been a while. Since there's just been a right, we haven't had a when's the last time we had a defensive touchdown?
Maybe Bobby 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
was it two, maybe three? I don't know. San Fran when he had like that 90 yarder.
Oh, well, that might have been the longest defensive touchdown, yeah.
But did we have one?
That was the last defensive touchdown for this team, really?
I don't know.
Do we have one this year? Oh, yeah. Email us, everybody. Seahawkspod@gmail.com. Let us know. I can't even remember. Yeah, man. Well, they need this one. I can't even imagine what will happen if they drop this one, and especially if they drop it in the way that they've been losing games, where it's just like one kind of boneheaded play leads to something. That can't happen this weekend. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they got to bring in Pacino to give a speech before the game or something. Like, what do they got to do, man? Like, you've been in these locker rooms before. Obviously, you've been on Super Bowl teams. You've been on the team that was, I think, you're five. How do I say this? I don't want to say,
one. I've been on shit teams, bro. Oh, God. It happens. All right. Yeah, no, I've been, I was on four playoff teams out of 6 years. So let's start there, Brett. The other 2 years were not so awesome. Decimated by injury. Couple. Are you going to let me talk, man?
Sorry, I feel weird.
You led me down this rabbit hole. So yeah, and then we had the other 2 years where we were decimated by injuries, but whatever, that's part of the game. And, it's not a good feeling. You know, you feel for these guys, especially, but there's never nothing to play for.
That's what I'm saying. You got these two in front of you. You got the Lions, and then you got your division rival.
Who you could play spoiler to. You know?
So let's do this thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and especially this is your last home game in front of the 12s. And they still showed up last week through the snow, so you want to go out and put on a show for them. And so absolutely. So I think that's the meaning and the silver lining of this one. And I think you want to go out and compete as hard as you can anyways, because like I said, there's going to be some changes made. Now, I can't tell you exactly which ones yet, but a team that, especially with the standards so high in Seattle for the last decade, there's got to be changes made.
Well, there you can bet on that. That's a sure bet. BetOnline.ag.
You bet your ass it will be.
BetOnline.ag, your only place to make your online wagers. They also have a 24/7 casino that never closes, and it's got all the Vegas casino style games and stuff like that. And so get over there and check them out. BetOnline.ag, new dashboard, brand new mobile app. Use our promo code
BLEAV50, BLEAV50.
For a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. Lofa, you know we love answering questions that come in on our Twitter. You guys can hit us up at BelieveInSeahawks, spelled our way, BLEAVIN Seahawks. Did Wilson throw the season away by coming back too soon? This comes to us from Mitch on Twitter.
I don't know if he threw the season away. I do, however, believe him being so competitive and wanting to break a record for the fastest healer, which he did. Guy's a fucking, I don't know, what a Wolverine. I mean, what a beast. came back from something that's like 6 to 8 weeks. But that just shows you how much the game means to him, too. So in the regard of did he throw the season away, I think maybe from a coaching standpoint, we didn't stick to our guns and say, all right, Russ, we know the finger's not 100%. We're going to run the shit out of this rock and we're going to use play action accordingly. And I think, I know, because I played for Pete in college and played for the NFL, and that's what he wants to do. And so for whatever reason, we didn't stick to the plan, even when Gino was in there. And I thought Gino did a hell of a job, for getting his first few starts in a year or two. He did a great job, and he had us in position to win those games. And so even where everybody's like, well, if Russ was in, we win those games. I don't know, because I don't know if we hand the ball off 20 times against the Steelers in the second half. I think we're throwing the ball 50 times instead. And are we getting a better result? I don't think we're in a one-score game with them if that's the case. So I don't know. It falls on both, not just Russ and, coming back early, but because the first game he clearly – timing was a pattern or an issue, and so was the finger in terms of some of the throws sailing on him. So it's a good question, Mitch.
At Billy Boy. Billy Boy, a bunch of numbers.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob? Varsity Blues? Is that a Varsity Blues reference?
Yes, it is.
Jonathan Moxon. What was it? A tweeter?
Tweeter.
Yeah.
The receiver?
Yeah. Scott Kahn, right? Yeah. Anyway, asks, where did it go? Oh, asks, you guys are always talking about touches, numbers of touches. How many touches does DK need to have against the Lions for you to be satisfied? Ooh.
Yeah, that is a good question. I think he needs at least 10 targets, 78 touches. So that means, you know, catching actually 7 or 8 of them. But, you know, here's the thing. A lot of these guys are scared to press DK, right? Because, you know, he will manhandle them off the ball. So why don't we just pick it up and throw it to him? You know, instead of making him go run a route, it's like, okay, here's the ball. And now you can go beat the hell out of that guy.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Give him the stiff arm to hell and then keep it trucking. Because, right. I mean, is that something he did in the first 2 years? Like Miami, a couple other places. It was just stood up, caught it, took off. And, you know, I want to see some of those. Like, he doesn't have to run a beautiful route every time. Just pick up, throw him the ball right
but
now.
But how about at least one go route per quarter? Why not? Just put it in the game plan. Yeah. DK, you get one per quarter. We don't know when it's coming, but you're going to get one, and you're going to get – so 4 per game. Why not?
Yeah.
That's at least one touchdown, I'm telling you.
Especially, like, on a 3rd and long. It's like, yeah. Okay, we're going to punt it anyways.
And throw it.
Well, so who cares if they pick it off 50 yards down the field? It's the same as a punt.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to Twitter here. Terry asks, name of the podcast and where I can find it.
Believe in Seahawks on the Believe Podcast Network.
Yeah, that's it. There's a lot of frustration on Twitter, man. I have to scroll past.
A lot of frustration?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of just like 1 point, really? People just can't get over the Bears game here. Oh, here's one. Let's see. Mike on Twitter talks about just dapping you up here, Lofa, just saying, would have been so fun to see Lofa play with Bobby and Jordan. How do you think that would have gone? I mean,
I wouldn't have played, man. I would have been backing up Bobby.
You've been on the sidelines?
Yeah. I've been cheering him on.
On team or something like that?
I mean, it would have been fun. I really would have loved playing with because Bruce was kind of like a D end at the time. Mm-hmm. So picture Bobby, KJ, and then I'd play either Sam or Will, either one. That whatever KJ didn't want to play, I'd play. I mean, that defense, to be in that defense with the Legion of Boom, Cliff, Mike B, Clint McDonald, Mebane, Tony McDaniel. I mean, you can't stop everybody. It would be hell on earth, man. That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. We would have loved to have seen that. I'm trying to find, let's see here. What else do we have coming in on Twitter? Somebody asked, does Bobby and Jordan remind you of you and Leroy? Do you see similarities there between these duos?
You know, me and Leroy had a very downhill, aggressive attacking style. Like, as soon as the ball was snapped, we knew our gap fits, and we were just, you know, ripping through offensive linemen. Like, we loved taking the double team off, doing the dirty work. And I see a little bit of that in Jordan. Wags is a very patient and, you know, in his read and react, it's like he takes a couple seconds. And then especially in the scheme now. And so that's why he has so many, you know, tackles. Me and Leroy's game wasn't built for that. One, I don't think I was fast enough, you know, to just sit back. You know, I saw my shot and I took it. And I think that's what Brooks does. But again, you know, he needs to slow down a little bit sometimes on play action. But they really are. I think they're going to end up 1 and 2 in tackles. I think Bobby's at 170. Brooks is at like 150, which is pretty insane to see two linebackers on the same defense up there that high.
Yeah, no kidding. Lightbox Jewelry, I don't have a segue, but I told you guys I'd tell you more later. $800 a carat, guys. Can't beat that. Unlock the science of sparkle. Bling blinging. Lightboxjewelry.com. That's where you go. No promo code. You don't need it. It's a steal of a deal already. Get over there. Steal some diamonds. Lightboxjewelry.com. I don't know. Do you think they would like me telling people to go steal diamonds?
I don't know about that one.
I mean, it's the internet. How can you steal them through a website?
Oh, there you go.
It's got to be bulletproof, right? I don't know. Go over there and steal some diamonds. Lightbox Jewelry, everybody. Lofa, Bobby Wagner. Let's focus in on Bobby. Let's zone in on Bobby here for a second. I mean, Bobby Wagner. GOAT? Middle linebacker? I mean,
in Seattle.
Somewhat. Yeah. Really? Because, I mean, he's a couple more seasons like this, dude, and I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Numbers are insane. He's the best linebacker to ever put on a jersey in Seattle. I mean, that's hands down. And, you know, he's working his way up the ranks of the likes of Urlach or Ray Lewis and, you know, in that conversation. Like, he's right there.
If both of their seasons ended today, or not seasons, sorry, careers, Russell and Bobby. Bobby goes in the Hall first?
I think they both might be first ballot. I know Bobby is.
Right now, yeah, okay.
I know Bobby. I think Bobby is. Yeah.
Oh, I think Bobby is for sure right now. Yeah. It's Russ is the question for me.
Well, you know what?
Right now. That's what
it's tough. No, it's tough, though, because I thought Patrick Willis would be a first ballot, and he had to wait. And in terms of, I think they're eerily similar in stats. Bobby's got to have more tackles by now. Because I don't know if Pat had 1,000. Pat was up around 9-something. And I think they had the same amount of Pro Bowls. Bobby might have more first-team All-Pros now. So it's close. But, you know, so it does kind of pose a question. It's like, what? I don't even know what the criteria is these days to – because there's a lot of linebackers that I respect that aren't in there. London Fletcher, if you go look at his numbers, Carlos Dansby, you go look at his numbers, Zach Thomas, those guys, you know, and I don't know.
They probably don't have clothing lines or fragrances and, you know, teams.
It was a different time back then.
Yeah. But, I'm just saying, if you have a team, it's a little easier to get voted in faster.
But I think PR. Because now Bobby and Russ are both tied with 8 Pro Bowls, right? Bobby's got more first-team All-Pros, though, I believe. And I think they're both just one behind who I think is the greatest Seahawk in the history of the organization, Walter Jones. I think he's got 9 Pro Bowls, so they have a chance to tie him next year.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's some elite names we got there.
Yeah, for sure. This next question comes to you from your friend Brett sitting across the table from you. I'm in the fantasy football championship. I don't know if you heard about that, but I dispatched you and your team last week.
Such bullshit.
In the quarters, or in the semis, I guess. And so now I'm in the championship. Okay, lineup questions, all right? Christian Kirk.
Wait.
Zach Dallas. What?
How are you going to ask the guy you just beat for advice? You just beat me.
I know, it's bold, but...
But you know what? So
I'm also asking everybody else out there, hit us up, believe in Seahawks. Let me know.
Wait, with all my injuries, I had to scramble, right? And then they were like, oh, Aaron Jones is going to play. And it's like Christmas. And there's a story about him and, you know, his twin brother and his dad. And it was deep. It was, you know, very meaningful. And so I was like, I'm going to ride with him. And he did okay. I think he had 11 or 12 points. But then I had Deontay Foreman, who they were like, you know, Vrabel, I'm just going to feed the run game, this, and that. He ended up with like 8. And then the two guys that I picked up.
I don't know. I'm here.
The two guys I picked up. Well, first of all, my 3 stars that got me to this game were all out with COVID. So, but then I picked up Justin Jackson, and I picked up, who's the other guy? Damian Harris. And he was doubtful until the game. Then he rips off 30 points. Justin Jackson rips off 30. So if unbelievable, if I had just played them, I would have beat you by 30.
Oh, if you woulda, coulda, shoulda, whatever. That was last week. I'm moving on, dude.
I want to talk to the commissioner.
Oh, wait a second. That's also me. Anyway, okay. Odell Beckham or Christian Kirk? That's my big question right now. I don't know. Beckham's playing Baltimore. Kirk's playing Dallas. They're both projected to get like 10 points.
if Beckham, just keep an eye on Baltimore's secondary that just got scorched for 525 by Joe Burrow and the Bengals, because their whole secondary was out with COVID. If they don't, you know, if they don't make it to this game, I could see another 400-yard plus game by the Rams.
Oh, we'll see what happens, man. I gotta win this thing, dude.
Who's gonna win the West? Because with that last loss by Zona, it's up for grabs now, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, I think San Fran's actually still in it, even though Jimmy G just got hurt.
Yeah, so it's Trey Lance, I think, right?
Yeah.
So he's not gonna, Garoppolo's not gonna give it a go. So Trey Lance, Zona's trending downwards.
This could test my theory that they're just gonna hand the ball off and play good defense, which if San Fran, I mean, there are so many throws. Jimmy G, now I know why he missed those throws, because he's got a torn UCL and a separated shoulder or something. That's a good excuse to overthrow. The ball on Juszczyk was wide open down the sideline. Man. So well, who are you taking? You taking Arizona or the Rams?
Rams. It'll be the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who Zona has left, but I'm sticking with the team I chose.
We're going to beat them.
That's right.
We're going to beat Arizona. I'm telling you, we're going to beat the Lions and Arizona, which brings me to our predictions, Lofa. Okay. You guys can leave your predictions for us in our Instagram comments. Intern Brian, the GOAT intern of all time. It's redundant, I guess, if I say all time after that. But anyway, he puts out a graphic. You guys leave your predictions. And if you nail the prediction, you get a gift card to Simply Seattle. I think $50 here, everybody. And ooh, also, I'm just going to say it. I'll buy you guys the jersey still. That'll be on me and Lofa or whatever on the show, because we still haven't given one away.
I just want to give a jersey away. That's all I want to do.
So you get the gift card and you get the jersey if you nail the prediction on our social media. Leave your predictions for the game, the final score prediction challenge. Lofa, how do you see this one going against Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, we have to win this one. And if nothing more than to give the Jets a later draft pick. That's the spoiler we get to play, because it's not like we can spoil the Detroit season.
Hashtag F the Jets.
They're 2-11-1, right? And so, well, I'd be surprised if we don't come out running and then throw the ball 40 times again in the second half. So I'm going to go 27-21.
Seahawks?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Get out of here.
I got to check right now, you know.
Get out of here.
All right. I'm not even going to give you guys a wacky one. I'm really going to try with this one. For real. Okay. The Seahawks have to win this game, or the city of Seattle might just break off and float out into the Puget Sound. I don't even know what would happen if they ended up booting this one. So they must win this game. They scored 24 points last time out. I think they can score more, because maybe Russ throws it, and maybe this time he actually throws it to DK. I mean, that ball in the end zone to D. Eskridge should have been DK all day long. That was a touchdown pass if that was DK. Anywho, I digress. So, final score, Seahawks 32, Detroit 12.
I think
we hammer them, dude.
I hope so.
Our game. I think, shout out to, and we didn't really talk about it when we were talking about good performances, but shout out to Carlos Dunlap. I mean, man, bright spot over the last few games. I think he gets more sacks. I think we get after Goff. I think we show Jared he's the Jared we all thought he was, and we send him packing back to Detroit, because the game is in Seattle. I don't know if you guys know that, but it's a Seahawks home game. It's not in Detroit.
Yeah. Back in 06, we had a Brett Davern-like score final. 9-6. You remember that one?
Ugh.
Gross.
Yes, I do remember that one.
So gross.
That's why I make it those weird scores. Yeah. That's it for us, everybody. Ending theme song, please. Let's get out of here. Lofa's company, just to remind you guys, Zone In CBD. Go to @ZoneInCBD on social media, but also ZoneInCBD.com. Use our promo code BELIEVE for 20% off. Oh, there it is. Yep. Lofa, break us down. please.
Hey, man, last one, best one. So, at least I hope so. Last one, best one on three. Last home game, bro.
All right.
One, two, three. Last one, best one.
Best one.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.